Thank you, Chair, for the floor, and thank you very much for organizing this very insightful session. Industry 4.0 can jumpstart economic growth, but we must be careful and assess the quality and impacts of such technology and innovations on society and our planet before integrating them into infrastructure. These technologies and innovations have the capability to transform everything from the future of work to how we understand and manage our cities to wealth and inequality. And this was described within the report. The Commission's report on Industry 4.0 emphasized creating institutional spaces. This is in section 42 and 43. And we wanted to highlight these sections because these institutional spaces bring together all the relevant partners, as well as building information exchanges for collaboration where true innovation can take place. This is important as any deployment of Industry 4.0 technologies and innovations carry costs that could entrench rather than reduce the inequality between countries and cities globally. And therefore, we must consider as a part of any deployment a more holistic approach. Our goal is to support those institutional spaces and create stronger networks between governments, the private sector, and academia, connected by shared values and a shared commitment to deploy technology and resilient infrastructure for the benefit of all people and the sustainability of the planet. There is no one-size-fits-all solution for these problems. Each Industry 4.0 technology and innovation and their initiatives will need to be tailored to the country and the community, specific to their own context. And of course, this context must have input from the residents, the local businesses, and community leaders. With the current pace of innovation, infrastructure built today may be hard to replace tomorrow. So it's also important to focus on the principles of interoperability, security, and resilience that are embedded from the ground up so that the innovations that come next are also open, affordable, secure, and resilient. So thank you, Madam Chair. The U.S. Yields the floor.